This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Chapter 28 and verse 6, Jacob is looking for a wife. Good luck with that. Jacob is looking for a wife. And as you, some of you guys well know, that's a difficult job. A lot of strategy and energy and thought has to go into it, and all the things that are involved in that, leading up to the wedding and all the preparations for the wedding, and what color do you like, and what, all that stuff. It's a hard task, you poor guys, to get yourself a wife. But Jacob is looking for his wife. His dad sent him to do that. He said, it's time you got married, son. Go get a wife. Because that was very important to them that they had sons to carry on the family. So he came to a certain place in verse 11, and he stayed there all night because the sun had set. And there's a spiritual principle here that we can look at, that in his search, in his trying to accomplish what his father sent him to do, in his desire to fulfill the will of his dad, Isaac, who had sent him, he came to the place where there was no more daylight. He came to the place where it became very, very dark. The sun set, there's no street lights, there's nothing. Unless there's a full moon out or something, then it's very, very dark. And it becomes so dark that you can't travel anymore. The roads are dangerous. You could easily fall off the edge of some road that has a down, has a trench next to it or something, and you could fall into it. So it becomes dangerous. So when it gets dark, you have to stop. Darkness stops the pursuit of what Jacob was trying to do. And when a believer in the New Testament is in darkness, when we don't know when we can't see anymore which way to go, which direction to take, how to accomplish the task that God has given us to do, this thing that's on my heart to do, how do I do it? I don't know. We're not in the computer age, so I can't go to Christian Mingle. I can't sign up, and I don't know any other way to do it. There's no Christian nightclubs back there like there are today. There's none of these places where you can go where find a dating pool of people. So I don't know what to do. The sun is set. It's frustrating. I don't know how to pursue or to continue in my search for what my dad wants me to do, which is to find a wife so that the family name will continue. And when that happens, when the believer is in darkness and he doesn't know what to do next, and many of us hit that point many times in our life, we don't know what to do, how to fix something, how to accomplish something, how to get through this problem, how to fix a situation, we don't know. But the Lord wants to be our inner light when there's no outer light. And that's Isaiah 51:10. The Lord wants to be the inner light, because the believer has no outer light. You're just at a loss. I don't know where to go next. What'd you say? So, the latter part of that verse is, he took one of the stones, the second part of that verse, and when he finally couldn't go any further, he came to a stop, there's no light, he can't see his hand in front of him. He took one of the stones of that place. You kind of grope around and find a stone and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Now, I don't know why he didn't roll up his blanket and use that for a pillow, but to find a stone for a pillow, that's like, maybe this is the beginning of the Hard Rock. But why use a stone except that it fits beautifully into the picture? Of course, that we know that we have a stone, we have a living stone, we have a rock that we rely on, that we lean on, that we have our foundation built upon. And here, Jacob is going to use a stone for a pillow. And he's going to rest upon that. He's going to rest his head upon that stone. So that's a beautiful picture of a man who doesn't know what to do next, doesn't know how to fix his problems, doesn't know how to deal with his situation, doesn't know how to fix a relationship maybe that's been broken, doesn't know what to do, but he knows he's going to just rest on the stone. I'm going to put my head on the stone and I'm going to rest. And Psalm 61:2, from the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, then it says, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. That's beautifully the psalmist cry himself, that when he's overwhelmed, he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know where to go, doesn't know where to turn. He said, just take me to the rock. The rock is higher than me. The rock is more secure than me. The rock has the answer. I'll just rest there. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to rest upon a rock. And Jesus in Matthew 7, build your house upon, you know, the foundation of stone, not sinking sand. So there's so many metaphors to the rock being that immovable, secure foundation we have in our lives called Jesus Christ. So Jacob is going to rest his head where he keeps his brain and where he houses his emotions and where he keeps his volition, his will. He's going to put those things and he's going to put it upon the rock. And this is the stone which the builders rejected. It's become a place of rest for Jacob. Matthew 12:10. So he's not striving, he's not struggling, he's not stressing, but he's resting. Big lesson that takes years sometimes for Christians to learn that. Don't strive, struggle, or stress, just rest. Just rest. Just relax, get on the stone, you got a rock. You got promises, more than 8,000 promises that help secure you and attach you to that stone and let you know that God is for you and not against you, that he's got a plan. He'll work it out. He'll reverse things. He can turn curses into blessings. You don't know how he's going to do it. You don't have any outward light of your own. You can't see how it's going to happen. In fact, by sight, it looks like it'll never happen. But God knows. And if it doesn't, it's because God has a better idea, a better way. And I'm going to rest on that. I'm going to relax and rest on that and let God show me his ways. Because I just don't want to learn what God has to say. I want to learn God's ways. How does God do things? How does he work things through? How does he make all things work together for good? How does his providential hand move in my life? I want to see his ways and not just have a bunch of verses and then soon as trouble comes I fall apart spiritually, emotionally, mentally. So not striving, struggling, or stressing, but I'm resting upon the rock. I'm learning to rest, and I need to learn to rest. I need to rest if I want God to speak to my heart. Because you can't speak to my heart if it's all cluttered and fluttered with emotion. If my mind is all over the place and my emotions are racing like crazy and I'm all upset, God, it's very hard for the Holy Spirit to speak with that still, small voice. Because there's too much loud voices of my emotions and loud voices of what I see by sight and what other people are saying to me and my reaction to it, those voices are very loud. And those voices need to be quieted so I can hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, who wants to even just whisper into my heart his plan, his solution, his comfort, his strength, his direction, his guidance. He wants to whisper it into my heart. But I can't hear him because I'm so upset. I'm so stressed. I'm turning red. Unless you're a Native American, then you've already turned red. But so, I want God to speak to my heart. I don't want to go through my entire life not having God speak to me. It's not audible. It's the whispering impressions that he gives to your heart. But that comes through quietness. That comes when people settle themselves down, get into the prayer closet, quiet themselves, get alone with God, spend time with God, just relax and not let all these things come rushing in and just listen to God, receive from God. So I want God to speak to me because I want God's wisdom and direction in my life. I don't want to go it alone from circumstance to circumstance, reacting again. Not a pleasant person to be around if all I did was react constantly to everything that came at me. Verse 12. So he dreamed. Jacob is dreaming, resting on the stone. And behold, a ladder was set up upon the earth. Its top reached to heaven, and then the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. So he had a dream, and the dream was God speaking to his heart as to how God would answer Jacob's need, how he would fulfill his promises to Jacob, how he would minister to Jacob, how he would interact on Jacob's behalf. There's a picture here of how God will do it. What way will he do it? Will he require Jacob to live up to his standards? Will he require Jacob to jump through certain hoops before he does anything for him? Will he require Jacob to measure up or reject him? But in this case, we see that there's a ladder set up. There's a ladder, and it reaches all the way to heaven. This is a dream. And in John 1:51, the Apostle John tells us that the ladder is, in fact, a picture of Jesus Christ. It says Jesus Christ was that ladder. The ladder was a real ladder, but it represented Jesus Christ, who was set up upon the earth.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated